Well, here we are on The Good Stuff on a Friday. Kim, what do you have for us today?
I have got a piece called My Quilt, sent in by Kay Jorgensen from the Black Hills.
All right, we're going to get to that in just a minute. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. How about International Dark Skies designation out at Merritt Reservoir and the Nebraska Star Party that kicks off on the 28th of July? While you're in town for that, you can get down the Niobrara River on a canoe, a kayak, a tube, whatever you might want to do there. Lots of rooms for rent, Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots under the dark skies. Visit valentine.org.
Local, national, international livestock industry news. I am talking Tri-State Livestock News. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Just go to tsln.com, go online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to subscribe to Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
July 21st through the 27th in Deadwood, South Dakota, it's the 102nd annual Days of 76 Rodeo, Parade, Steer Roping, Barrel Racing, you name it. It's going to be a grand time. And again, it starts July 21st with the PRCA Steer Roping at 9 a.m. For more information, go to daysof76.com.
Again, this is called My Quilt. As I faced my Maker at the Last Judgment, I knelt before the Lord along with all the other souls. Before each of us laid our lives like the squares of a quilt in many piles, an angel sat before each of us sewing our quilt squares together into a tapestry that is our life. But as my angel took each piece of cloth off the pile, I noticed how ragged and empty each of my squares was. They were filled with giant holes. Each square was labeled with a part of my life that had been difficult. The challenges and temptations I was faced with in everyday life, I saw hardships that I endured, which were the largest holes of all. I glanced around me. Nobody else had such squares. Other than a tiny hole here and there, the other tapestries were filled with rich color and the bright hues of worldly fortune. I gazed upon my own life and was disheartened. My angel was sewing the ragged pieces of cloth together, threadbare and empty, like binding air. Finally, the time came when each life was to be displayed, held up to the light, the scrutiny of truth. The others rose, each in turn, holding up their tapestry. So filled their lives had been, my angel looked upon me and nodded for me to rise. My gaze dropped to the ground in shame. I hadn't had all the earthly fortunes. I had love in my life and laughter, but there was also trials of illness and death and false accusations that took from me my world as I knew it. I had to start over many times. I often struggled with the temptation to quit, only to somehow muster the strength to pick up and begin again. I spent many nights on my knees in prayer, asking for help and guidance in my life. I had often been held up to ridicule, which I endured painfully, each time offering it up to the Father in hopes that I would not melt within my skin beneath the judgment gaze of those who unfairly judged me. And now I had to face the truth. My life was what it was, and I had to accept it for what it was. I rose and slowly lifted the combined squares of my life to the light. An awe-filled gasp filled the air. I gazed around at the others who stared at me with wide eyes. Then I looked upon the tapestry before me. Light flooded the many holes, creating an image, the face of Christ. Then our Lord stood before me with warmth and love in his eyes. He said, "Every time you gave over your life to me, it became my life, my hardships, and my struggles. Each point of light in your life is when you stepped aside and let me shine through until there was more of me than there was of you. May all of our quilts be threadbare and worn, allowing Christ to shine through."
Well, that one kind of got me.
Yeah, it did me too.
Thanks, Kay, for sharing that with us.
That's pretty special.
Wrapping up today, reminding you about the 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride out in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Here's how you get there. You take Interstate 94 and you jump off on Exit 7. Be there August the 3rd at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Well, the gates open at 11, so get there early. Again, it's the annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. And again, that's in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, August the 3rd. And thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff.